The story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
We have an aggressive squirrel that is pursuing people on the playground at Minoka. Clinton was outside with her puppy when the neighbor came over, grabbed the dog by the collar, and bit the dog's nose.
The neighbor's dogs are urinating on the complainant's property, killing their lungs.
There was a attack for the male on the porch, taking off his clothes and flexing his muscles, a weapon.
The red envoy, the male driver, is going to be a Brett Farm impersonator.
You dumbass.
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 What a dumbass.
Daddy's a dumbass.
Dumbass.
Good morning. Headline of the first story. From the patch. Wisconsin woman bites officer during arrest.
Mm-hmm.
From Janesville. The incident occurred 3:30 in the morning when a Janesville officer stopped a vehicle that was traveling with its lights off. The woman, who, by the way, her first name is a popular cola, but it's not Pepsi or Coke, so you can figure out, was wanted on 2 counts of felony bail jumping, 1 count of driving a vehicle without the owner's consent. She rolled up the window, so law enforcement pulls her over. She rolls up the window, locks the door, and then told officers she would fight them. And then she unlocked the door, and then she tried to hold it shut and braced herself by placing her feet against the inside frame of the vehicle. Law enforcement eventually used pepper spray to remove her, and then they were putting her arms behind her back. She bit an officer on the arm. Taken to a local hospital, she was treated for her reaction to the pepper spray.
Watch where you're going, you dumbass!
Yep.
Rock County Jail.
Double dumbass on you!
She's 43 years old. I think you'd know better, 43.
You would think.
Maybe she had too much of that popular cola drink.
Mixed brandy.
With some, or yeah, rum or right. Something. On May 20th, city of Wausau for the next one. And I dare say, I have not been in Wausau in a long time.
I haven't either.
Okay, but I want you to keep that in mind that I personally have not been in Wausau in a long time. May 20th, police respond to alarms at a bank that was being robbed. The bank robber was described as, quote, wearing a Green Bay Packer shirt and a mask that sported the logo of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again.
Okay, good to know.
I
it wasn't
have not
you.
Been in Wausau in a long time.
Wasn't that a Christmas present from us a couple years ago?
No, that was the blanket I wrapped myself. I mean, okay, the next one has been sent in to us by a couple of listeners. And frankly, it's a couple of weeks old, and I don't know if they caught this guy or not. But because our listeners are who they are and we respect them, I will tell you that there is a Milwaukee Dine and Dasher who is wanted by the police. Dozens of restaurants have been hit. A man's photo circulating on social media. Dozens of establishments have fallen victim to him walking out on his tab. A bartender at Brown Bottle said the man is dangerous. Brown Bottle, one of the dozens of places the man has walked out without paying. One of the difficulties in catching the Dine and Dasher is that in many cases, police weren't contacted over such small amounts of money. Police say if a complaint is made, they will investigate it. He
tried it at Stenny's, too.
He did it typical Mother's Day brunch at Tenuta's. Mainly groups of the general manager. And then this guy, single guy, just sat at the bar. He walked out on a $24 tab. Let's see. He was caught on camera at the Bayview restaurant. Goes to another restaurant. Orders a burger. Goes to the bathroom. Doesn't come back. That was Brown Bottle. Like you said, Stenny's, Flannery's, Lucky Ginger, it just goes on. So
gets around.
Keep your eyes peeled. Fox Crossing. Respondent reports that sometime after 10:30, 2 nights ago, somebody entered their 2021 Chevy, went through the vehicle, but quote, they don't believe anything's missing. But they did find one black-handled, flathead, husky screwdriver that didn't belong to them laying on the driver's seat. That's really weird, right? Nothing's missing, but there's a screwdriver
in there. I went out to my car the other day, and it was locked. And I opened my car door, and on the passenger seat, there were 2 baseball jerseys and a baseball hat.
What?
And I was like, how did that... Who was in my car?
Right.
Well, my kid was.
Okay, there you go.
But I was like, I was completely dumbfounded as to how I missed someone going into my car.
Random strangers just jumping in the cars, dropping off t-shirts.
Yeah.
And from the Baraboo scanner. This is from 2 days ago. The Lake Delton Dominoes. Caller would like to speak to an officer. Quote, having trouble with employees regarding a pizza she ordered last night. Huh. All right. Now, I don't need to tell you. When I looked last time, there were 240 comments. Alicia, my question is, why didn't she call last night? Eric, if I called the cops on restaurant employees for bad service, I'd have the cops on speed dial. Service is dead everywhere. Tips are expected. They're not earned. Most food quality is garbage. That's Eric. And then there's Mark, who says, you call the cops for this? Oh, for the love of God, please.
Let's make a pizza, you and me. I love pizza, it's yummy.
Oh, it is.
Let's make a pizza, you and me.
If you find a crime.
I love pizza.
We would love to deputize you.
Tomatoes. Tomatoes. Salami. Salami.
I hate salami. I'm calling the cops.
Is this the Wiggles? Like, who is this?
Cheese.
Oh, yeah.
This is an unreleased Zeppelin tune.
Let's make a pizza, you and me.
I was thinking.
That's your Dairyland Dumbass update.